Morning, brethren.
Morning.
We're all ready to go for another day. Let's open this service with the use of hymn number 280. Tell it out.
Service of the Lord. But the wise servant
will seek always to cultivate along the lines of the natural abilities and not expect the Lord to work a miracle for his advancements, and so waste valuable time seeking to develop that which he does not by nature possess. Let us each therefore seek by humility, by zeal, by love for the Lord and for his cause, by faith in his power, to be in the condition of heart and mind which will make us ready to be used and useful in any department of the divine service to which the Lord may be pleased to call us.
Thank you, Brother Lee. Now we'll have the morning resolve read by Brother Keith Clevenin.
My morning resolve. My earliest thoughts I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by my Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may obtain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor myself, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life, trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare. I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can only firmly trust him come what may.
Thank you, Brother Keith. Brother Jim is selected this morning, and by the way, if you don't have one of these sheets, we'll have some of these. Brother Davis got these. This is the outline. You might possibly need that. Selected hymn number 343 to open with.
Thank you.
Most kind, loving Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we are both very thankful once again to be able to gather together with those of my faith to praise your holy name, to give thanks for all the promises that you have made to those that love you and keep your command. Heavenly Father, we are very thankful that we have been brought out of darkness into your marvelous light of truth. Have now eyes and ears and mind open that we are able to understand the truth that it is intended for those whom you have called. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing to be upon all of our dear brothers throughout the world, wherever they may be, and comfort them whatever condition they may be in. We ask also, Heavenly Father, that you provide a blessing upon these here today with bowed heads. Heavenly Father, we cannot and never forget your most holy name and your wonderful Son, your only beloved. And these, Heavenly Father, that you have gathered in the last days to carry forth your wonderful truth, bringing light to those that sit in the darkness. And at this precious time, we ask that you be with our dear brother, John Carson. Guide his mind. May your spirit be with him. And may our minds be open, that we be receptive to the teaching that will be a message to us. Not only that, but we be able to message to others. Now we are looking for your kingdom to be established. May in all of mankind we receive a blessing. And we will have the opportunity to uplift those that will be brought back to life and given a clear opportunity for the rest of life. And we keep, let us keep everything according to your precept. Now we deliver ourselves into your hand for care and keep.
So it's a delight to have her again.